The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The two disciples recounted that what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst, and he said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. Because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see that I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" Then they gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'd like to introduce to all of you Father Nick Volker. Father Nick and I are old friends. We knew each other and met each other before either of us were priests. He was in the seminary and I was in the college. And for a whole summer, we survived teaching Totus Tuus together. So he and I were teammates. And that's how we got to know each other. And all these years later, that was the summer of 1998. And so that was a little while ago. The servers were like, "We haven't even been born yet." So I started to feel old after a while. Both Father Nick and I went to Conception Seminary College for, I went for 2 years. Did you go four? 3 years. And we both stayed at least one of those years in St. Joseph Hall. And also there was another hall where some of the seminarians lived. And one of those at the bottom floor was actually a gymnasium. And so we would walk down the stairs and go into the gymnasium part for sports and other things of that nature. Well, it was one of the stories of that particular dormitory, and especially in the gym area, is that it was haunted. And that, as far as the story that I'll tell you about, but but people always talked about it. And I can tell you that at night, I would often go down to the gym to shoot baskets and exercise a little bit. I never saw a ghost, but I was always a little bit nervous about who was looking on. Jesus, though, today did not come to the apostles as a ghost. He was real. He had risen from the dead. He was there in his glorified body to bring a message of hope, to encourage the apostles, and to tell them that they had a mission to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim the message that he gave them, And so he took the time, if you notice in this gospel, to remind them of the story and the words, the scriptures, and the message of salvation, and that all would come to the Father through him. Why are you troubled? Why do questions arise in your hearts? Jesus, how come sometimes we don't see you? Jesus, why don't we always trust in you? The Lord is never far from us. He does not leave us alone in our suffering. He calls us to proclaim the message of the gospel. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus has come into the world. Repent and believe. There is an Italian priest of the early 20th century by the name of Father Dolindo Ruotolo. I probably did not pronounce that right, but he became very famous in a way, and still is today. His cause of canonization is now open, and he was a faithful and holy priest who loved God, who had a tremendous gift of prophecy, and who had this beautiful message of surrender, surrender to Jesus. And so you may have seen in recent months and years something called the Surrender Novena. And this prayer in the novena that Father Rolindo comprised and gave to the world is very simple. It's, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Repeat that with me. Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. It's an easy prayer, beautiful prayer, an important prayer. The Lord has such a love for his people. What is the one thing that needs this type of trust and surrender to God in your life? Maybe it's an attachment to a particular sin. Maybe it's struggle with a church teaching. Maybe it's a trauma experienced so many years ago or recent that still causes pain and suffering. Maybe it's fear. A fear in choosing like a vocation in the church. Maybe the Lord is calling you to say yes to the priesthood if you're a young man. Or maybe it's just fear of saying yes to Jesus to whatever he's calling us to. How he's calling us to serve the church or to live within the church or to forgive someone or to bring that one thing to God that we're afraid to do, to surrender to him. Maybe the Lord is calling us, but we're afraid. A fear in saying to Jesus, who calls us to such humility, a fear in letting God take control so you can be at peace. Maybe pray now and see what God wants you to surrender to him. What is that one thing or many things? In this gospel, Jesus instructs his apostles and reminds them of the great mission, the great proclamation to the world. He showed them the truth of the resurrection, the purpose of his saving mission, and the need for them to go and bring this gospel to all people. You have to go and preach the message of reconciliation. You have to go and preach the message of faith, hope, and love. You have to go and proclaim the message of healing and peace. How do we prepare to do this in the world? Through prayer, through worship, the sacraments of the church, the Eucharist, knowing the sacred scriptures and the stories within them, serving our neighbor out of love, surrender to God. Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. There was this priest friend who I was talking to recently who told me this story of God healing a man in the hospital. And that's not unusual that God's grace can work in those ways. This priest, though, when he was asked to go and pray with this particular man, this priest had just lost his father to illness and old age. The priest was grieving and struggling and did not want to say yes to God, at least in that moment. And one day while he was in this suffering, he was called to the hospital to come in pray with this man who was dying. The wife of this man said, "Father, I just need you to come and pray that my husband will survive, that he will stand up and walk out of this hospital." This priest in his mind said to God, "Why would I do this if you didn't do it for my own father?" But the priest went to the hospital. He prayed over the man. He prayed with trust, gave him the sacraments of the church. He prayed for healing. He prayed with the only one thing that came to his mind: "Jesus, your will be done for whatever it is." 2 weeks later, that man who was on his deathbed walked out of the hospital. Now, this doesn't happen for every person, obviously. And this is not the point of the story. We either walk out of the hospital or we walk into the eternal mercy of God. But that's not the point. The priest needed to surrender. He needed to surrender everything. He needed to say, "It is God's will, not mine." This is the great mission of Jesus for the world. This is the great proclamation: God's will, not ours. God's infinite love is what saves the world, not anything we do. Jesus saves us. Go and proclaim this to the world. Go and proclaim Jesus to the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.